buddy. You got one. Dinner. Oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
I never worked for Russia.
Russia, 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 Russia.
Trump has had a lot of tweets going out today, starting with whatever was on Fox and Friends. This time, it was the Friends deliberately taking a Jay Leno quote out of context, and Trump took their out-of-context quote out of context, tweeting, Jay Leno points out that comedy on the Very Bone Late Night Show is totally one-sided. It's tough when there's only one topic at Fox and Friends. Okay, let me stop right there. The comedy I do is not one-sided. I can make fun of the president from every angle. The tweet continued, actually, the one-sided hatred on these shows is incredible and, for me, unwatchable. But remember, we are number one, president.
Okay. And I don't hate the president. I just don't trust him. Like, I don't hate the 737 MAX 8, but I'm not getting on board. Then, Trump tweeted into hyperspeed, finger screaming, make America great again, followed 27 seconds later by, keep America great. Which means, obviously, that in between those two tweets was the exact moment when America became great. That's just science. That's just math, John.
It was an announcement.
That's just math.
He was announcing it, yeah. Proclamation.
So the question is, what did Trump see on Fox News at 7:17 a.m.? Well, we looked, and this is true. It was an Arby's commercial.
Oh, my God, look at those sandwiches. This is finally the America our founders envisioned. Now it is our sacred duty to keep America as great as a jalapeno roast beef slider with horsey sauce. America.
We have the meat.
The president does not drink. So he celebrated St. Patrick's Day by tweeting like the manic leprechaun artist he is.
He spent the weekend on an unhinged Twitter rant after dismissing the rising threat of white nationalism.
Trump tweeted and retweeted 29 times yesterday. Who says he's not productive?
He might have carpal thumbel. Or a mental illness. Or a need to distract us from something else more Mueller-y.
President Trump spends his weekend lashing out on Twitter. He hit on everything from the Mueller probe to Saturday Night Live, the late Senator John McCain, and much more.
He tweeted 50 times this weekend alone, 30 original tweets, 20 retweets, bashing Mueller and the Russia investigation 14 times. Also, General Motors, Google, the United Auto Workers, Hillary Clinton, and now, today, calling Joe Biden another low IQ individual.
President Trump just glued to Twitter over the weekend some 50 tweets.
A Twitter typhoon ripping everything from the Steele dossier to making claims that Mueller should never have been appointed.
President Trump once again insults the late Senator John McCain.
President ripping into Google over the weekend via Twitter.
Hillary again, John McCain again, called on Fox News to bring back a host he likes, retweeted Fox News, attacked Fox News.
In jail, jump bail, continental trip to Biden Mountain City, in a light, Leonard Bernstein.
United Auto Workers, General Motors again, retweeted multiple conspiracy theorists, a bunch of random people, accused Democrats of trying to steal the election, and in the middle of all that, he also found time to tweet, Happy St. Patrick's Day. Which is appropriate since he tweets like he's in the middle of a bar crawl.
Hey, man, I love you more than Hillary loves emails.
Yesterday, just before 8 a.m., he wrote, "It's truly incredible that shows like Saturday Night Live, not funny, no talent, can spend all of their time knocking the same person, me, over and over, without so much of a mention of the other side." He's not so much a president as he is the cheers and jeers section of TV Guide. Then he took a 14-minute break to gather his thoughts as he continued with the March Madness and came back to say,
like an advertisement without consequences, same with late night shows, dot, 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 should Federal Election Commission and or FCC look into this? There must be collusion with the Democrats and, of course, Russia.
And besides the fact that Trump hinting that the FCC should look into censoring late-night comedy shows because he doesn't like us making jokes about him is genuinely disturbing. This is what Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un do. What might be the craziest part is that the episode of Saturday Night Live he was tweeting about on Saturday was a rerun. And not only was it a rerun, it was a rerun of their Christmas episode. He does know it's not Christmas, right? I mean, he's not that out of it, is he? Maybe he doesn't know how reruns work. He doesn't seem to know whether he's watching an old episode of Saturday Night Live or a new one. Look, he tweeted this. Dangerous immigrants, Hans and Franz, must go. And the idea that late night shows are colluding with Russia is ridiculous. I mean, I know I'm not colluding with Russia. Let's check in with our writer's room to see. Hey, guys, are any of you colluding with Russia?
Yes.
Okay. I hope that settles that. Best writing staff vodka can buy, by the way. It's really terrific. Trump also took time out this weekend to tweet insults about the recently deceased Senator John McCain, who he, for whatever crazy reason, said finished last in his class, which he didn't, and even scolded Fox News. He's angry at Fox News for suspending Judge Jeanine Pirro. Now, listen to this tweet, and while I read it, imagine him saying this to himself in front of a mirror, okay? Must stay strong and fight back with vigor. Stop working so hard on being politically correct, which will only bring you down, and continue to fight for our country. The losers all want what you have. Don't give it to them. Be strong and prosper. Be weak and die. Stay true. What kind of a person would tweet something like that?
Bring back at Judge Jeanine Pirro. The radical left Democrats, working closely with their beloved partner, the fake news media, is using every trick in the book to silence a majority of our country. They have all-out campaigns against Fox News hosts who are doing too well.
Yes, the radical left and the mainstream media hatched a devious plot to make Jeanine Pirro sound like a bigot.
Trump's behavior this weekend was so unnerving that George Conway, the husband of White House counselor Kellyanne Conway and a longtime Republican lawyer in Washington, just tweeted, his condition is getting worse. And, and you know, it really says a lot about the state of our politics that we all know who he's talking about. You don't even need to say Trump's name anymore. Everyone will know who you're talking about if you just tweet, he's yelling at the TV again. Trump's Twitter tirade was unhinged on its own, but it's especially unnerving that he chose to spend his time attacking everyone from Saturday Night Live to John McCain just days after the horrific shootings at two mosques in New Zealand. The gunman was a white nationalist who targeted Muslims and was steeped in a culture of online extremism. And yet, when Trump was asked on Friday about the rising threat of white nationalism around the world, shrugged it off.
We see today white nationalism as a rising threat around the world.
I don't really. I think it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems.
First of all, a small group of people that have very serious problems isn't an answer to a question, is white nationalism a threat? If anything, it's an answer to the question, who still works at the White House? Second, of course, you don't see it as a threat. You called for a ban on Muslims coming to the U.S., and you're trying to build a wall to keep out Mexican asylum seekers. Asking Trump if he sees white nationalism as a threat is like asking Joe Camel if he sees tobacco as a threat. Well, only if you're threatened by bold flavor and satisfaction. In fact, instead of addressing the rising threat of white nationalism, Trump spent part of his deranged Twitter bender over the weekend defending Fox News hosts Jeanine Pirro and Tucker Carlson, who are under fire for making racist and Islamophobic remarks.
Trump tweeting in defense of his friend, bring back Judge Jeanine Pirro. The radical left Democrats, working closely with their beloved partner, the fake news media, is using every trick in the book to silence a majority of our country. They have all-out campaigns against Fox News hosts who are doing too well.
The losers all want what you have. Don't give it to them. Be strong and prosper. Be weak and die. Stay true.
Keep fighting for Tucker and fight hard for Judge Jeanine. Your competitors are jealous. They all want what you've got, number one.
The president of the United States is an angry grandpa who spends his time yelling at the TV to bring back his favorite shows. Be strong and prosper. Be weak and die. You sound like you're about to ring in the 74th annual Hunger Games. Also. Remember when Trump said he didn't have time to watch TV because he's too busy reading? In case you forgot, he told reporters, and this is a real quote, I don't get to watch much television, primarily because of documents. I'm reading documents a lot. First of all, you watch plenty of television. You got mad at a rerun of SNL this weekend. Let's make something clear. No one who actually reads documents ever says, I'm too busy reading documents. Trump wants us all to think he spends his free time in the study, smoking a pipe, poring over stacks of papers. Mr. President, we need you to come to your bedroom and watch TV.
Oh, not now. I pray you, leave me to my documents.
So the president of the United States decided to spend his weekend defending Jeanine Pirro and Tucker Carlson. In fact, Pirro was specifically criticized for making Islamophobic remarks about Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar earlier this month. The remarks were so heinous, even Fox News condemned them and pulled her off the air.
Omar wears a hijab.
It's not pronounced hijab. You racist.
Which, according to the Quran 33:59, tells women to cover so they won't get molested. Is her adherence to this Islamic doctrine indicative of her adherence to Sharia law, which in itself is antithetical to the United States Constitution?
The only thing worse than saying something that offensive is saying it that loud. Why does she always talk like she has a bad connection? I said, how are things at college? You know, when you say something bigoted, you're supposed to whisper it in private, right? Jeanine Pirro styles to say, you know who I don't like? Muslims!
Let's not forget when it came to Charlottesville, when there were white supremacists, KKK, and the alt-right, who repeated the white supremacist conspiracy theory, the Jews will not replace us, Donald Trump responded by saying they're very fine people and both sides are to blame. And when it's come to this terrorist attack in New Zealand, which has claimed 50 lives, including a three-year-old baby, it's been 5 days, Chris, and Donald Trump has yet to use the T word, terrorism, to describe it. In fact, he has yet to reach out to the victims. In fact, I wish he had half as much concern for the rest of Americans, including Muslims, that he does in defending Judge Pirro, who promoted anti-Muslim conspiracy theories that are found in the same ideological swamp shared by these white supremacists around the world. I wish he would attack the number one domestic terror threat in America, according to the FBI, which are white supremacists, the number one source of domestic terror plots in the past 10 years, with as much gusto and passion that he attacked John McCain, the press, S&L, and Robert Mueller. But he has not done that, and he hasn't done it throughout his presidency. And I'll say something bold here. It's because I think, Chris, Donald Trump is racist. Yeah. He's not racially charged or racially motivated or has racial flare-ups. He's a racist, and he has promoted and mainstreamed a white supremacist conspiracy theory to win the midterm elections, which was that George Soros was funding the caravan,
yeah,
the invasion. The same language used, by the way, by the Australian terrorist who killed 50 people last week.
In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the president used the word invasion even after the murders.
On Friday.
He used it on Friday to describe immigration in the United States in front of cameras.
So Trump won't come out and condemn anti-Muslim terrorism or white supremacy or mention that it's on the rise, but there is one thing that enraged him this weekend: everything else.
Now, anyone who has paid any attention to politics at all knows that Trump has spent years as a businessman, candidate, and president openly spouting anti-Muslim bigotry, and yet Trump's aides have been trying to memory hole his long history of racism and Islamophobia, like his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. Mulvaney said on Sunday that he would like us all to ignore the things that Trump says and focus instead on what he does.
As a candidate, the president called for a ban on all Muslims entering the United States. He said Islam hates us. This kind of language in the past leads to these questions of why isn't the president now directly using that megaphone to condemn it?
Well, then take the words and put them in one category and take the actions and put them in another.
Oh, he's the president, but we have to separate the words from the actions, like we're taking out the recycling?
Word, action, word, word, but it's still got a lot of spaghetti in it, so action.
The president is not a white supremacist. I'm not sure how many times we have to say that.
Mr. Owl, how many times do we have to say President Trump is not a white supremacist?
Let's find out. One, a two, a three, four, five, six,
10,417.
10,480.
4,392,243,120.
Oh, my.
And I'm sorry, but his only actions are words. Other than Twitter, what else does he do? You won't let us watch him golf, even though if you did, it would be higher rated than the Super Bowl. I mean, I would watch, because there's so much that I want to know. Is he actually good, or is he terrible and everyone pretends that he's good? I know he cheats, but how? Is he good at it, or is he super obvious? Does he make a weird noise when he swings? And if so, is it the same noise, or does it change based on the club? Seriously, televise his next golf game, sell it on pay-per-view, and build your wall with that money. I'm sorry. You don't get to put Trump's words in a different category unless that category is signs you might be having a stroke.
Every single car out there, even the really expensive ones,
controlled by large donors, 10,000 known or suspected gang members.
Mulvaney then went on to claim that despite Trump's long-established history of anti-Muslim bigotry, Trump himself was not Islamophobic.
I hear what folks say, oh, Donald Trump said this during the campaign. Look at what we've done while we've been here. I don't think anybody could say that the president's anti-Muslim.
Well, let me try. The president is anti-Muslim. Yep, that was not hard at all. It was easy to say. Certainly wasn't as hard as saying suspested. Trump has spent his entire political career trafficking in anti-Muslim bigotry, and now he's defending people who've done the same. Of course, these guys have to stick together because they are a
small group of people that have very, very serious problems.
The twilight hour of socialism has arrived in our hemisphere, and hopefully, by the way, it's also arrived, that twilight hour, in our great country, which is doing better than it's ever done economically.
But Trump is ready for a fight, and not just metaphorically. Here's what he said in a recent interview with the Breitbart.
You know, the left plays a tougher game. It's very funny. I actually think that the people on the right are tougher, but they don't play it tougher, okay? I can tell you, I have the support of the police, the support of the military, the support of the bikers for Trump. I have the tough people, but they don't play it tough until they go to a certain point. Then it would be very bad. Very bad.
Okay, no big deal. Just want to point out the president of the United States just threatened to terrorize his opponents with the police, a military junta, and roving biker gangs. It's all part of his new slogan, Make America Great Again, and if you don't, Spider Heel will whip you with a bike chain. At times like these, I think about the president we could have had, Hillary Clinton. Not perfect, obviously, but, you know, not publicly threatening the purge.
saw a newspaper picture from the political campaign. A woman was kissing a child who was obviously in pain. She spills with compassion. Is that young child's face in her hand she grips? Can you imagine all that greed and avarice coming down on that child's lips? Well, I hope I don't die too soon. I pray the Lord my soul to save. Yes, I'll be a good boy. I'm trying so hard to behave, because there's one thing I know. I'd like to live long enough to savor. That's when they finally put you in the ground. I'll stand on your grave and tramp the dirt down.
When the United States
was the horror of the world,
Donald
was her madam, and the future looked as bright and as clear as the black tarmac Adam. Well, I hope that she sleeps well at night, isn't haunted by every tiny detail. When she held that lovely face in her hands, all she thought of was betrayal. And now the cynical ones say that it all ends the same in the long run. Try telling that to the desperate father who just squeezed the life from his only son, and how it's only voices in your head and dreams you've never dreamt. Try telling him the subtle difference between justice and contempt. Try telling me she isn't angry with this pitiful discontent. When they flaunt it in your face as you line up for punishment, and then expect you to say thank you, straighten up, look proud and pleased, because you've only got the symptoms, you haven't got the whole disease. Just like a schoolboy whose head's like a tin can, filled up with dreams, then poured down the drain. Try telling that to the boys on both sides, being blown to bits, are beaten and buried. He takes all the glory and none of the shame. Well, I hope you live long now. I pray the Lord your soul to keep. I think I'll be going before we fold our arms and start to weep. I never thought for a moment that human life could be so cheap. But when they finally put
for the song this week from
Bobby
Day,
Bob Dylan, Ram, Elvis Costello,
and
Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Sanders, Rudy Giuliani, Stephen Colbert,
Ving
Rames,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Seth Meyers,
Chris
Jamzing,
George
Stephanopoulos, Stephanie Ruler, Andrea Mitchell, Howard Kurtz, Wajahat Ali,
Chris
Hayes, Margaret Brennan, Mick Mulvaney,
and the
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.